bike ride, and so I am here to request permission to have that again on Saturday, September 19th, and again in conjunction with the chili cook-off. And it would be starting around, lineups would be 7:30, and then I think our bike ride kicks off at 8:30, and then the run's at 8:45, and I've attached the maps. We actually ride over into Illinois, which we got their permission last year, and we'll get that this year. And then our route then stays on first and comes back Culberson and then goes back out past the
So you're a swim team, but you're not swimming.
My son swims. No, we're not swimming. We're getting people to help donate and raise funds. So.
Okay. So, Chief, do you see any issues with that as far as?
I think we don't doubt that
last year. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the Duathon 5K bike ride on Saturday, September 19th to start at 7:30. And so the start line of that is, do you know where the starts at Patrick Henry Drive?
Yeah, Drive over there. Yeah, it starts at 8:30 though.
Right.
Sign ups at 7:30 for
okay,
us.
Okay, great.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck.
Item C's been removed. Item D is Hoosier Cruisers. Cruising Car Show, Gary Brown.
I'm actually Scott Brown, but Gary's in the audience there. So
for you get
support.
A talk.
Yeah, I'm the talker. So what we're here requesting is use of the pavilion, the lights, and the PA system there at the pavilion for the evening of August 15th. That's the night of our cruise in, where we're going to leave the park, and then Chief Looking guides us through town, and then we end up at the pavilion for a cruise in with some old cars. And worked with Steve Beeman in the past, and I think maybe Melissa's church is going to help with some food and festivities there. So we're asking for that. And then in addition, I don't know if this is the same group or not, but the streets of Bustrin, the first between 2nd and 1st, and then 1st Street between Bustrin and Broadway. Last year we had flow for overflow parking, and then also just for the crowd to build.
This is next to the pavilion?
Yeah, between the pavilion and the soda shop there, that street, right. Between 1st and 2nd, and then pavilion about a block down.
What's the dates?
August, you've got 2nd Street.
With 2nd Street being blocked, I'm so we block 1st Street too.
Right. John, but.
Yeah, first Street can't be closed.
In August, traffic will probably be going the other direction.
On the pavilion
side, that part's going to be under construction, and then bus run between 1st and 2nd will be closed.
So we're really not going to have access to it to park anyway.
What?
You're not really going to have access to park in there anyway, because it's going to be.
On the weekends, we're going to be kind of putting in a temporary drive, kind of like we have at Old National Bank right now, so that you can get access into the pavilion from 2nd Street. And Bustrin's going to be a dead end. I guess you could use it for an afternoon. I don't think that would be a big deal. But there won't be access.
It's going to be an evening now.
This would be an evening activity.
Access on 2nd Street from Bustrin.
Right. So do you understand that restriction?
Yeah,
so.
So 1st Street will be open, and so we can run the route down lane and come to the pavilion off 1st Street and then over the full parking between 2nd and 1st on Bustrin.
Yeah, I don't know if do you have like your cars are vintage and maybe go to the ground. Like that. This drive is kind of crude, so coming off of 2nd into the pavilion is.
Point 2nd all together.
Okay.
Just go down the
lane. Let's go on to 1st.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So we can enter and
off of 1st.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the question is do we make some accommodations on Bustrin Street or not?
I mean, do we, it's not...
It's probably going to be closed.
It's going to be closed anyway, so we don't really have to, yeah, I don't think we need to make it. So basically, we're just giving you permission to use the pavilion, right? And you already have what you need for that?
Except for the insurance.
Yep.
All right.
I've got a copy of our policy.
Okay.
However, whatever we end up with on a need there, we fill it.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion for the use of the pavilion for the Hoosier Cruiser Cruise and Car Show on the evening of August the 15th, pending receipt of insurance.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good look.
Thank you.
Next up is residents only parking, 514 Dubois, Darla Cessna.
Hi, I'm Darla Cessna. I've lived at this place for a year. There's a business down on 5th and by Dubois that they have so much traffic sitting on my yard. I have two vehicles of my own. My grandson has one. One of my cars sits at my job site, so I have a place to park. And not only that, the people that lives right on the corner of 6th and Dubois, they have five vehicles, and one night I parked up in their drive because they don't use their drive, and they come over and ask me to move my vehicle. So therefore, I have to park almost a block away to my home, and it's getting pretty ridiculous. And so I'm just asking for some residential signs so I can park out by my home so I don't have to walk a block, because sometimes I work till 11, sometimes I work all night, and I can come home all hours of the night and not have a spot.
So what business is it that's at the end of that?
Dr. Barrett's office was there years ago. It's right near the valley. I don't know. It's a doctor's office, or Good Samaritan has it.
Well, the
305 Fifth.
Yeah, there used to be a billing office. I don't think it's being used currently.
Somebody's going there, because I see people going walking back and forth to the place, and they're Good Samaritan Hospital employees.
I mean, we moved the central business office. I don't know what they use that.
I'm not sure if I know.
For.
Where's that?
So this is, you're between 4th and 5th Street on?
5th and 6th.
You're between 5th and 6th.
I'm right there on the alley. As you turn off 6th Street to the right on Dubois, I'm the second house. 514.
So in that block itself, there's not...
I don't have a driveway at all.
No, I don't understand. But in that block itself, there's not a business.
No, just right down on the corner of 5th and Dubois. There is that, and then there's Valley.
5th and Dubois.
5th and Dubois. And then on the holidays, parades, and whatever, I don't have any spot. I've even thought about taking a cone and put it out there, or a... what do you call horses and put out there, but you know, anybody can move those. So and I like the area, but it's like,
yeah,
wow, right. What do you do? I'm parking one vehicle at my work so he could stay there, but my car and my grandson lives with me.
The only thing that I've seen with Darla, we've had requests, but they've all been medical requests, yeah, that we've had that with parking. Not sure we've ever approved any residential only.
Right. Right. That wasn't affected by other businesses, or I mean, we had something that was an apartment. That was for the business, because there was attic. They requested some reserved parking because then our employees could park anywhere near, right, because there was a apartment building.
I know in the back of my home I have a big slab where like a storage went one time, but if I drive in there, I'm not going to get out.
Right.
Because my niece lived there prior 2 years, and she took out her fence because she had a little tiny Kia Optima, so I don't.
We just never granted any resident-only parking. Because then everybody else in the neighborhood would, you know,
right,
pop up and do that. I mean, maybe we can the chief and just kind of take a look at that.
Could we take a look at that, table this time and take a look at it and see?
Now let's take a look at, you know, kind of like the chief, kind of take a look and see if there's some other kind of solution. I mean, our concern is setting a precedence for, you know, basically just a residential neighborhood because, you know, there isn't a business on that block. I mean, and then I can find out what's happening at the hospital, if anybody's using that building or not. We'll just take this under advisement and get with the chief, and then we'll come out and kind of take a look at it firsthand.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, River Road Sign Program, Rama Sabani.
Revisited.
Yes, and thank you for revisiting this. Randy Nowoski is my alternate on the Wabash River Heritage Quarter Commission, and Randy and I got to looking at the map that we had plotted before, and Randy said it was probably a better way to go through town, so we've asked for a kind of a revision of the route. The new one's going to come off of Willow Street and go through the historic corridor, essentially. So you know, we'll be able to take them past the memorial and then past downtown. And so we've come up with that. Did you all get the revised sign list as well?
Get that. Well, that's on here. Okay. There it is.
So it's a much more straightforward path.
Okay.
And we think it'll work better.
Okay, I got it. Okay.
We thought this is better route because it takes the river trail past the Clark Memorial, which is an access site to the river.
Right.
And then through Second Main takes it through the historic downtown.
Right. Okay. So, Bryce, have you seen this or?
The new one?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
you what?
That was quick. Don't let him talk about inefficiency. Now I will say the signs that will go along Willow Street, since that is technically a state road, it's up in the air whether NDOT will wind up installing those signs or whether it'll fall back to the city. So I have a little bit of reporting to do back to you yet on that.
All right. So basically what we're asking for tonight is permission to hang these signs on the proposed River Road signage program.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So I'll make that motion that we approve the listed signage for the River Road program by its new description and map.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then there was a resolution from the last time
yes.
I was here, right? And I'll take a copy of that. Okay. We'll get that to the commission at our July meeting. And then I will have some more information on everything by then, hopefully.
So we want to proceed with that at this point, or you want to wait till the end? Yeah. We'll go. Brother Dan, would you read the... I'll make a motion that we approve the resolution for the River Road signage.
I just need the new attachment.
You need a new attachment?
Showing the new route.
Oh, showing the route, yes.
Resolution number 2-2015, establishing the Wabash River Corridor Road in Knox County by the Institute for Works and Public Safety, bidding formal parts, resolving to approve Route B, as it will be an attachment to this resolution showing the new route. A little picture of Price putting up and taking down.
Yeah, I can ask for his face on the signs.
So that's my motion, Mr. President.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye. Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Yeah,
okay.
That route. So, Dan, can you get a copy of that to attach to this? Thanks.
Next up, second roadblock project, John.
I have amendment number 3 for the second and Niblack project. It is for a construction of floodway permit.
Dave.
When the project started, DNR did not require this because it was a bridge rehab. In September of 2014, they changed it to said, never mind, even if you're just rehabbing, you still need to do the floodway permit. And it's a fairly involved permit. There's survey, there's surface hydraulic modeling, and then there's the permit application itself. So this is amendment number 3 with Lockmuller Group to be approved. I have the two original copies here that'll be signed if that's what you're.
Difference.
Okay, so John, essentially what your amendment here is to increase the maximum amount afforded for the contract.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion, and you're fine with this and feel it's appropriate, and that's part of what we need to be doing.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion to approve amendment number 3 that increases the previous not to exceed total of $334,875 by $27,000 and $27,050 to a new not to exceed total of $361,925.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, open bids for the paving project.
I have two bids submitted for this project, Milestone and EMB.
Want to open those up and then?
Just open them and hand them to me and I'll read.
I got
critical.
It. So the mayor does this, going to get a paper pen and like a hazardous duty paving. That's a knife, dude. I just went to IU. I didn't go to Purdue, so I'm like, I'm
the first bid is submitted by Milestone Contractors LP. The total bid is $1,169,876 even.
Yeah, I've been really organized that I had this other one open already for you.
The second bid is submitted by E&B Paving Incorporated with a total bid of $1,406,782.38.
Okay, I think we'll take those bids under advisement then.
So moved.
Mr. Chairman, could we ask John to drop those by our office, just the numbers and the spelling, so we can get
sure.
The right thing for the minutes tomorrow? Thank you.
Sure.
Can do.
Next on the agenda is curb cut for 6th and Meyer. Larry Donovan.
I'm Larry Donovan with Donovan Donovan. And we're working on the Dirt Buster Car Wash at 6th and St. Clair. Mm-hmm. This is a building that's they build all over, and it's a package building. And as part of that project, we're going to exit out onto Meyer Street. Mm-hmm. So to help relieve traffic, and okay. In doing so, we'd like to ask your permission to cut the curb there on Meyer Street 15 feet to allow us to exit.
So that's going to come out like past Bob's Pizza?
Right. There's currently a vacant lot right there.
Oh, okay.
They've acquired that lot
okay.
To connect to the Dirt Buster's Car Wash. There's a diagram in there that shows a couple vacuums. That'll be a one-way. exit only.
Oh, okay.
And I think your diagram shows 12 feet, and I think you're going to put in 15.
Okay.
They also have my details that I give out for curb cuts and make sure we get our sidewalk transition and everything. And, I'll be working with the contractor to make sure those get installed correctly.
Okay. That's just, I mean, do you see any problems with that as far as the, just the congestion on that street, or, I mean, I know people park on both sides of that, and, yeah, so, that, I mean, there's ample space there for people. I mean, people aren't going to get compromised coming out of that, are they?
No, they'll just be, like, you know, normal drive. There'll be a little curb for each direction.
Okay.
Downtown.
Right.
And there is an existing cut that's on one side of the property, but we're going to move it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the curb cut itself is not an issue. I know there's a lot of people park on the street there both ways to when they're picking up pizzas and things. So, okay. Yeah.
I think most people will be exiting out on the St. Clair.
Right. Right. Okay. So make a motion to approve the aforementioned description of the curb cut at on Meyer Street at the approval of the city engineer.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So now I get to say,
yes.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.